Title: Appeals Court Leaves the Door Open for the Builder's Remedy in the Coastal Zone. Description: Clash between state housing reform efforts and coastal protection sets its first match in new commune DTLA v. City of Redondo Beach, 2nd District, DIV 4, July 30, 2026, B337897. Content: California remains in a continuing housing crisis of historic proportions. In the past 10 years, the state legislature has adopted numerous housing reform laws, including SB 35, SB 330, the Housing Crisis Act, AB 1893, codifying the Builder's Remedy under the Housing Accountability Act, and SB 79, among many others, in an effort to increase housing supply and affordability. 1. Yet, the crisis remains severe enough that the state has placed the $11.25 billion Veterans and Affordable Housing Bond Act on the November ballot in an effort to stoke more housing production and improve housing affordability. 2. Nowhere in the state is this crisis more evident than in its exclusive coastal zone. According to a recent report by the Legislative Analyst's Office, 3W, while many factors have a role in driving California's high housing costs, the most important is the significant shortage of housing, particularly within urban coastal communities. The Coastal Commission itself has been under increased pressure from both the legislature, SB 963, compelling the commission to comply with shot clocks for coastal development permit applications, and the California Supreme Court, Shear Development Company, LLC v. California Coastal Commissioner, 2026, 19 calories, 5 TH 334, refusing judicial deference to the Commission's interpretation of coastal rules. Perhaps recognizing its reputation, the Commission's recently adopted 2026-2030 Strategic Plan, 4, calls for coordination with local agencies to facilitate denser housing in the coastal zone and to establish a goal to ensure coastal access for all by increasing the supply of affordable housing opportunities for the coastal workforce. Meanwhile, in the courts, the clash between the state's recent housing reform efforts and coastal protection set its first match in new commune DTLA v. City of Redondo Beach, with an opinion filed July 30, 2026 by the 2nd District Court of Appeals, Division 4. The case involved the city's denial of a 30-unit mixed-use condominium project, including 6 affordable units, filed under the Builder's Remedy and proposed on land designated in the Certified Local Coastal Program only for public access, coastal recreational facilities and services supporting boating and fishing. Rather than adopt the developer's proposal to harmonize the Builder's Remedy and the Coastal Act, language likely borrowed from AB 2797's mandate to harmonize the state density bonus law with the Coastal Act, the Second Appellate Court looked to the express language of the Housing Accountability Act, Government Code Section 65589.5, holding that the city made the required findings that, 1, denial was required under the Coastal Act as a matter of state law and, 2, no feasible method existed for the proposed housing to be compliant. While the ultimate outcome was to uphold the city's denial, the opinion confirms that local agencies must meet their statutory burden to make these findings, supported by a preponderance of the evidence, to deny a builder's remedy project in the coastal zone. With respect to the first finding, the court in New Commune specifically relied on the fact that the property was not designated to allow residential use. The opinion distinguishes this circumstance from previous cases in which courts upheld local, coastal development permit approvals that authorized projects in technical nonconformity with specific development standards because those nonconformities were overall compliant with local coastal program policies and the land uses at issue were permitted. PP *16-17, as these approvals applied to land already zoned for residential use, no commission-certified land use designation change was required. Moreover, since the developer did not propose to amend the designation to allow residential use, the court found that the city had no basis to determine the feasibility of compliance with the Coastal Act, which it therefore found legally infeasible. While the opinion only goes so far in light of these facts and the developer's approach of seeking harmonization rather than a legal pathway to compliance with the local coastal program, it confirms that COSTA